This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
And there is now not a hashtag, but you know, if somebody continues to use a phrase over and over again, Twitter will actually pick up on it to where you can search for it and it'll have it in suggestions. Right now they've got about 36,000 that I can see so far on this. Apparently, and this guy is no John Jay that we just heard from in our intro there, apparently a Supreme Court Justice, John Paul Stevens, has out and out called for the repeal of the Second Amendment. And the reason that I bring this to your attention is because they're starting to slowly completely remove the mask. Because what they've been saying for years is, well, we support the Second Amendment, but, and then follow it with whatever crazy gun control measure that they have for that particular week. But we're slowly starting to see them take off that mask, and what they're really saying is, yeah, we really do just want to ban guns. That really is the goal. And you're seeing this now from an actual ex-Supreme Court justice in John Paul Stevens. You're seeing it from people on the left that are slowly starting to shed the fake support that they had for the Second Amendment. We saw it yesterday in some of the activists that were at the March for Our Lives rally when they were interviewing them. Campus Reform did that video, you may remember, and if you weren't here for us yesterday, you can check it out on the podcast at newsradio1440.com. You can always check those out there on our Twitter and Facebook. But anyway, we were playing some of the audio from that video. And you'll remember what they said is, when asked about the Second Amendment, they were all saying, yeah, we just need to go ahead and get rid of the Second Amendment. And so they're slowly starting to even shed the pretense, the false support of the Second Amendment, and just out and out saying, yeah, there's no right to own a gun. And I've been saying this for years. This is what they've always really believed. It's just they are finally now starting to take that mask off, and they're admitting to, yeah, we really just don't care about it. They are coming after your guns. And if you've been paying attention, if you've been paying attention to the rhetoric, you've been paying attention to what they've been saying about other countries and saying that we need to follow the UK's model, follow Australia's model, so on and so forth, it was easy to tell that that actually was the long-term goal. But it's interesting that now they're finally the ones that are coming out and admitting to it. Speaking of that, TCU Doug writes, he says, repeal the Second Amendment is a political slogan, nothing more. It has zero chance of happening in real life. I think even the liberals realize this, which is why the approach is legislative and more incremental. That is true to an extent, TCU Doug, and I'll tell you why I agree. I both agree and to a certain point disagree. There is a civil war going on within the Democrat Party right now. Because this is the difference in a communist and a progressive. A communist seeks to impose their will on the people by overthrowing and taking control of the wheels of power, the levers of power, from those who are in charge right now. And they do so through revolution. That's what communists do. Progressives still believe in the same thing. They still believe in Marx. They still believe in his economic theories. They still subscribe to him. And they still don't have a problem with violence. The difference is, a progressive takes time. They do things incrementally. They slowly try to erode your rights to eventually get to a point to where you are a communist nation. And we've been seeing this over the past 100 years in the United States. It's happening slowly. It took a really long time because we have so many government preventions. We have so many constitutional rights. We have so many people that are against tyranny. Because we have had that, it has taken it much longer to work in the United States than it has in other countries. But that's still the direction that we're headed. And so a progressive believes in slowly eroding rights until you eventually get to communism. The communist believes that you just straight up have a revolution and go to it right away. And so because of that, that's really what you're seeing here, TCU Doug. The people that are the straight up communists that just want to go ahead and have a revolution, the ones that are getting impatient and want to go ahead and have communism in the United States right now, even if they wouldn't voice it that way, they'll probably call it something like democratic socialism. But that's why you're seeing especially a lot of younger people and some people like the justice that we just mentioned that are go ahead and saying, yeah, we just need to go ahead and repeal the Second Amendment. Those are the ones that are tired of waiting, that want to go ahead, have the revolution. The progressives are the ones that take a more gradual approach. They're the ones that say, like Hillary Clinton, that will say, well, we support the Second Amendment and we love the Second Amendment. We just want to take all your guns. That's the slogan of the people that are trying to take your rights slowly, that are progressives. And so, to a certain degree, you're right, TCU Doug. The question is, who's going to win out in the Democrat Party? Will it be the people that are the radicals that are up and coming now that don't mind calling themselves socialists, that want to go ahead and push for communism right now, that want to have a revolution, violent or otherwise? Or will it be the people that are progressives that have been running the party for sure since the 60s, but probably a little bit earlier than that? Will it be those people that want to take that gradual approach to gradually bring us to communism? The question is, who's going to win? That is the big question looming over the DNC and the Democrat Party as a whole right now.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.